you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk.
Hello, hello, hello. It is me. It is I. It is me. It is I. It is myself. And it is Tanisha, the one and only Tanisha Javon.
What's up?
Now, this was an interesting topic. And I thought about it because I've had several people come to me and ask me questions about my relationship regarding time apart or time away or space. So this is a very interesting topic, and I'm ready to dive on in, baby. What are your feelings on needing extra space or a lot of space? How do you feel about that?
I feel like in a relationship, space is needed.
Okay.
And I don't think that it means that you don't love your partner any less. I don't think it means that. But sometimes it's necessary. Space is needed for you to clear your mind, get your thoughts together. Sometimes you might need to evaluate the relationship, and, you know, not saying evaluate as a negative, but I'm saying, like, sometimes you might need to reflect on some things. It might be some things that you want to, like, analyze and see how can you do the relationship better. But I just feel like if you are every single day, all day, yourself to even do that when it's there. All the freaking time.
Okay. That's interesting because I have the complete opposite outlook, and I'm going to tell you why. I just feel like space is needed, but I'm just speaking about my relationship. When Derek and I met, we were both on opposite scales of town. So he was about an hour away. And when we first started dating, We started dating on a Saturday, and we could not wait to see each other again. So we saw each other like on a Tuesday. Now, mind you, this was all fresh and new. So I think we did this for about 2 years before we decided to move in with each other. I mean, he was down in Salisbury multiple times a week. I was in Gastonia multiple times a week. It's just because, I guess, because it was fresh and anew, and we really just enjoyed spending time, and we wanted to get to know each other. And I feel like that sometimes maybe even fast tracks your relationship because you get to know the person so much better. And even now that we're married, like, you would be shocked that I sometimes will talk to him all the way to work, all the way home, talk to him during work, and we walk on our lunch break together. And I think it's just because that's my best friend. Now, don't get me wrong. I do need my space. However, I would prefer to be with him rather than be by myself. And he knows how to give me that space when it's needed.
Okay. As far as, like, making the relationship work, so you agree that space is necessary, right?
Think a lot of space is needed, especially when you're in the early stages and getting to know one another, just because you want to make sure everything is fresh and anew. You don't want to be with somebody for 5 years and not know anything about them because you haven't put in that time. honestly and truly, I feel like anything that's worth having, you have to invest. Just like, for instance, your real estate, you invested time every night to pass that exam. So I feel like you put time into what you want to invest. You're showing that you're interested. Now, I do have a problem with someone who never wants to spend time.
Yeah, I get that. I was in a, well, not the relationship I have now, but a couple years back, I was in a relationship, and me and the guy, we spent all the time together. And that was the first time I had the opportunity to be around the guy all the freaking time.
And I'm let me ask you, did that annoy you a little bit?
No, because it was new. Okay. The previous relationships before that particular guy, time was always an issue. But with this particular guy, he gave me all the time in the world. I soaked it in. But I'm not going to lie, we invested so much time. We was around each other every single day. There was a time I needed a break. And it wasn't the fact that, oh, I liked him any less and I wasn't interested anymore. It was just I needed me
time out. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying don't have your time out, because of course we all do need our time out. Because even today, like I said, I do spend the majority of my time with my husband because I want to. But when I need that space, I say, hey, babe, I'm going out with the girls. Hey, babe, I'm going to do this by myself. Can you watch the girls? And he's completely fine with that because he could be around me all the time, every day, no matter what. But me, I'm the one who needs space, and I have to vocalize that. Otherwise, I mean, he's just clingy, and I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. I love the fact that he wants to be around me 100% of the time. But again, like you said, sometimes we as women need our me time, our space, our self-care time. So yeah, I agree. Like, and then sometimes you could be with somebody and not be with them. You know what I mean? Yeah. That time that you were spending, you could have been with him, but he could have been on his phone the entire time. You could have been with him and he could have been indulging in other things. He could have been, you know, talking on the phone, working on the computer, on the iPad, on the laptop, playing a game. Now that, you know, you're not really investing time in one another. You're just cohabitating together and not talking and not having those conversations. But if you're going to be in the same household and you're going to be together 24/7, I would encourage communication, because sitting there, just being there in the presence without communicating, I mean, that's, you could do that by yourself at your house and he could do that by himself at his house. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you pointed something out that came to my mind. To be honest with you, I feel like space can be anything. It don't necessarily have to be, this is just my opinion. I don't think space necessarily means that I go, we separate from both houses. It's like almost back to what you said, like if I'm in the other room, they in the other room. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's how I'm going to get some type of space. Or if I'm in the bathroom, that's my peaceful time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or if I go in the backyard and you in the house, that's my right to myself. But
agreed.
You know, it's, you do have people who loves, and it's nothing wrong with that, but you do have people who love to be around their partner all day, every day. It's like smothering. And it's like, do you really find it? Can that be healthy? I mean, if both of them enjoy it and it works,
it's healthy if both of them like it. But if one party likes it more than the other, hell no, that is toxic. Like I said, Derek, I feel like he could be around me all day, every day. He could lay up under me. Like, I'll be working, he'll hit me up. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that he is clingy. But I get clingy at times as well. But there are multiple times during the day we work together. He'll hit me up and say, hey, you want to grab some coffee? And I mean, we do that at least sometimes once or twice a day. And we also walk together on our break for an hour. So some women may say, oh, that is too much. But I actually really enjoy it. But again, if I want to go on a lunch with a coworker, or if I want to go on a lunch with meet somebody for lunch, he's completely okay with that as well. And I told him, feel free to do the same. Because I don't want to create habits where he feels like, oh, she's going to be mad at me if I don't go to lunch with her. No, I mean, that's unhealthy and that can be toxic. Like, if one party is not happy with the space issue, it could be toxic either way. Like, if one mate wants to see somebody all the time and the other mates never wants to see them, that could be toxic as well. Because it's like, what are we doing? Like, why, what are we doing, you know?
Yeah, so do you feel like it should be a limited amount of time? Like, me personally, if a person needs space, like, say for instance, they don't live in the same home, I don't see anything wrong. Maybe, like, maybe you need 2 days to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's nothing wrong with 2 days. Nothing at all wrong with 2 days. Because you have to realize, some people are extroverts, some people are introverts. Some people charge off of being alone. That's how they recharge their energy. That's how they are themselves, because they have that time to themselves. Now, if you strip that away from them, you might send them in a depression or something.
That is true. So that's why you just got to know your partner. Because at the end of the day,
absolutely,
when y'all in the bedding stages, how you always said, that's the time to realize, okay, is this type of person that needs, you know, space and stuff? You can kind of figure out how to work with that. It's like, okay, now you know a person who, yeah, you might be clingy, but you know your partner. Your partner's the type of person that kind of need a couple days to themselves or something like that.
Right. And I see nothing wrong with that. Like I said, some people are natural introverts and they need that time to charge. And as a partner, on the flip side, you can't get mad at your partner because they do want that space, because that's what recharges their energy. Like I said, either side of the spectrum, it could be a very toxic relationship if one party is not satisfied with the arrangement. You have to meet in the middle and make sure both parties are happy. Now, if you're cool with seeing your partner twice a week and they're cool with it, go do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're cool with seeing your partner Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and they're cool with it, and nobody feels like they are just being invaded, go do it. If you need to be in the other room, and he needs to be in one room, and you need to be in the other room, go do it. But this is on a case by case. This is what works for your relationship and your partner. So this is a very objective and subjective topic, because it just depends. There's no right or wrong answer to this question.
Yeah, I agree. It depends on what works for you, because I do got a friend, and, you know, according to that friend, they see their mate once a month, but it works for them.
Right. And you got to think about it, too, with these celebrities that have, like, that are acting and doing all this, like, and they're both in the entertainment business. Sometimes they only see each other once or twice a month, and they make it work. I just don't think I could do it, because I'm the type of person, I like to unpack things nightly or daily. And then let's not forget, there is a telephone. You can talk to your mate every day and just not be in their presence. So I feel like that counts for something as well. If you're talking to your mates, that, I feel like that's not space, because you're still talking to them. You're just not in the same
You're not in the same room. Right.
Right. So that's not space to me. Because if you, like I said, if you talk to your mate every day and you talk for several hours, or, you know, an hour here, an hour there, then, I mean, you are getting your space, but then you got to think about it too. What are they doing in that extra time? They may be working, they may be working out, they may be doing other things. So you're taking up that free time that they have. So that's really, is it really space? Because you're talking to them during a time where they can be, you know, taking out everything in by themselves. So, yeah, I mean, it's very, this is a very, it's not one-sided, one way or the other. You just have to take, you have to dissect this topic and look at it very differently, because one may say, oh my God, you and Derek see each other too much. I don't know how y'all do it. I would be so sick of him. And, you know, I say, well, whatever, you know, I love it. If he like it, I love it. And you know what I mean? But some people really don't understand our relationship. And somebody might say to you, T, I just don't see how you're with him and you guys only go on 2 or 3 dates a week. Well, that's what you works for you guys. So if you guys can go on 2 or 3 dates a week and be okay with it, why does it matter to somebody else?
That is true. I wanted to say this too. So when you say you talked to, when you talk to each other every single day, and you know, you gave the other examples and things like that, certain things are not, you know, space. I agree, and I'm gonna tell you why I agree, because I feel like when people decide that they need space, it starts mentally. Mm-hmm. You need space because mentally in your mind, you need a break.
You don't want to talk to anybody. You don't want to be bothered with anybody. You want time to yourself. And that is what I'm saying. Yourself. Not with myself talking on the phone to you, but with myself.
Correct. So, you know, I just feel like, and the reason why this topic is, you know, very important, because, you know, we are centered around certain individuals who we witness who say they need space and all this other stuff, but then their partner feels a certain kind of way about it because they feel like, oh my gosh, they want space. They not interested in them no more.
And that's not the case.
They want space. They don't love right. them anymore. Oh my gosh, they need space. Baby,
they losing it.
Exactly.
And that is not what that means.
Correct.
Space is something that people have to get for themselves. Like, even I feel like people need space from jobs. Man, absolutely. When I tell you, like, sick days are not just for when you're sick. It's when you need a mental health day, when you need to clear your mind. Like, I feel like you need space from everything. Everything that you're responsible for, you need space from. Even yep. sometimes I need space from my kids sometimes. It's not that I don't love them or I don't, you know, I don't want my kids. It's just sometimes I'm a mother 24/7.
Sometimes you need a mental break.
Hello.
And you should not feel guilty for wanting to take a mental break. Like right. sometimes you need your space for people, and people shouldn't make you feel bad about needing that.
Right. And I feel like if a mate cannot respect the fact that you need space, then maybe you need a lot more space away from that person. And you need to reevaluate the relationship as well, because someone that wants to be clingy and wants you around them all the time, and they see a problem with you wanting your space, I have a problem with that. I was talking to someone today and I was like, you have to set boundaries. You have to set clear boundaries and you have to set goals like you do with anything else. Like, within this first year, I want to get to know you the best I can. Year two, I want to be able to decipher, are you going to be my husband? Is this what we're doing? Because at one point I had to talk to my husband and I said, what are we doing? Like, are we playing house? I said, what are we doing? Because I'm not going to be your girlfriend for 5 years and you still act like you don't know what you want. Like, what are we doing here? Because I feel like that's the most selfish thing you could do, is string somebody along for years and years and years and know that you have no intention in marrying them or even going to another level, moving in, whatever. I feel like that is so selfish. So again, set your boundaries, set goals for your relationship like you do for work, because yep. you have to set those boundaries and you have to make it clear so that you both are on the same page. And I'm going to say what you love to say. I'm being sarcastic. Go with the flow. No, don't go with the flow me to death. Tell me what the fuck we are doing. Period. Correct.
And just know, like, when it comes to space, there is help. space is a healthy thing, you know.
Yes,
I feel absolutely. Like space can help save relationships. It can make you miss each other. And then it's like the moment you miss each other and then you get back together, it's like the spark come back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it just depends on the dynamic of that, you know, of that relationship.
Yeah, and I can agree because, like I said, Derek and I were like an hour away. So, like, when I had like a little baby. When he would leave, I would be so sad. And it's like, oh, my God, I can't wait for these 2 days to go by so I could get back to see you. And, I mean, I think that's what makes the best relationships. When you can mentally connect and not always have that physical connection. Like, if you can mentally connect, I mean, when you get to the physical, that shit is going to be fire regardless.
Yeah. And I feel like the moment you start having separation anxiety, you need to look in the mirror and figure out why in the world are you having separation anxiety because someone says they need their space.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And you need to go see your therapist on that one. That is all.
Yeah. I agree. Because, yeah. And I will admit, long time ago in my early years, oh my gosh, I was one of those people who had separation anxiety. You know,
not juicy.
Yes, girl. It's like you.
Like, tell me what it was like, though. Tell me, girl.
So imagine dating someone who is this person you never had before. And they introduce you to a whole new world. And they open your eyes like, oh my gosh, like, this is a trophy. Like, this is someone I never dated and I never want to lose it or something like that. And it's like.
So you feel like you need to be there to protect what's yours, basically.
Yes. Yes. And there was a time where I felt like that. And this person would be like, they need space. My world was crumbling down. So I was like, oh no, this person needs space. They're going to leave me. They're going to find something better. Blah, blah, blah. But mine was all over the freaking place. I know. I was one of those people that needed to see a therapist. Oh my God.
I need you to do better.
Girl.
I know you don't do that anymore.
No, hell no. Hell no. I definitely graduated from that. But that was me once upon a time. And it's like, it's so crazy. And now that I look at it and I see people, I witness some people do it now. I'm like, damn, was I like that? Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, when you see the growth in you, it's like, oh my gosh. I actually grown for that. And you're proud of yourself that you have grown because now, you know, when a person needs their space, you no longer have that separation anxiety. You're confident within yourself to know, okay, you go take your space, whatever, you're going to come right back. But if you don't, at the end of the day, I'm still going to be okay because I'm still confident within myself. And it's right. Like you gain that confidence to know that as long as you've been the best version of yourself in that relationship,
mm-hmm.
What do you have to worry about? And the reason why I'm bringing all this up is because in my own opinion, I feel like some people who do struggle with certain people having like that space is some people mm-hmm. feel like their relationship is threatened, and you should be so much confident in yourself that if your person needs space, you should be okay with it. And you should not be feeling like your relationship is at stake because
Depending
on y'all type of situation and why he's needing space, okay, that's one thing. But if you normally have a healthy balance, because my whole thing is a person going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to do it up under your nose.
Oh, goodness. Or they're going to do it. Glad you said that. Although Derek and I spend every moment together, if Derek wanted to cheat on me, he would find a way to cheat on me. It don't matter if I could be here and he could say, I'm going to the store. If he really wanted to go cheat, he could cheat. So I don't think keeping tabs on somebody is going to stop them from cheating.
I agree.
They're going to do it regardless.
Their partner to have space because of that. And a person could cheat right up under your nose.
Correct.
How I know? Because it happened to me when I was... Of course, my early stages while I'm still learning the whole dating scene and all this other stuff, the relationship, learning myself, learning them. you know, me and a guy together, right up under my nose. And I couldn't even see it. Right up on my nose, couldn't even see it. And it's like, when you try to monitor it or micromanage it all the
time.
It's 10 times worse. Correct. Like, you're going to always miss something.
Right.
You know, so I just feel like depending on the dynamic of your relationship. Now, if your relationship is toxic, listen, it's going to come a point of time where you're going to have to realize that relationship
is toxic, you know, and you need to call it quits, period.
Correct. You know, but if you're like at a healthy balance and the relationship, you know, is going smoothly, both of y'all going on, you know, y'all on the same page, blah, 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 blah. But this person, you know, got a lot going on. Like, some people may be stressed out. It has nothing to do with you. It's just they have a lot going on and they might need that day or two for themselves. And I feel like my opinion again, it's okay.
I completely agree. It is completely okay. Listen, let me tell you something. A person is going to do what a person is going to do, whether you watching over them every second of the day or whether they got a week of space by themselves. That's, if they want to cheat, they're gonna cheat, and ain't nothing you can do to stop it. And you monitoring it doesn't make it any better.
Correct.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, if you don't trust your mate and you feel like you need to be there every waking hour, then that's an issue in itself, and you probably should be by yourself and you don't need to be with that person.
Correct. And again, like we said before, I feel like space is necessary because depending, you know, to each his own, but sometimes space is necessary because it helps keep your relationship healthy, balanced, and it also gives you time to reflect on things as well.
Right.
So, yeah. So that was pretty much a takeaway before we said what are our takeaways.
Absolutely. So if it works for you and your mate, keep doing it. Enjoy it. Love the hell out of your mate. If it doesn't work for you, then y'all need to go to the drawing board and decide, is this a relationship that you want to keep? Is this a relationship worth working on? If not, like, beat it. There's nothing wrong with starting over. I think... And this is a whole nother subject, and we can talk about this next week. But there is nothing wrong with starting over. Like, people act like starting over is so bad. Honestly and truly, if you start over, that's better than trying to correct a mistake that you keep erasing and trying to draw back. You're putting holes in your paper. Just get a fresh, new, clean sheet of paper and start all over. It's nothing wrong with starting over, period.
Nothing wrong with starting over at all. Yep. It's nothing wrong with someone in a relationship wanting some space for themselves. Sometimes you got to get out of your own head and just know.
Yeah, everything ain't about you. Sometimes it's about them.
It's not always about you.
Hello. And I know a lot of people get to the point where they think, oh, you know what has been undone with me? It's me. What did I do? No, bitch. The motherfucker is tired. He been working all damn day. He's stressed out. He just want to go to sleep. Shit.
Correct.
And that is it. And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak, that is T-E-N-I-S-H-A, P with a double E, K.com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.
It's Grady Baby Podcast. What's up? It's Derek and Mitra from It's Grady Baby Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at @its_grady_baby_. Give us your feedback. Give us topics. We want to hear from you. Shout out scenarios. Check out our latest segment from last week. You won't be disappointed.
So I pull it out and just show it to you. I don't even say nothing.
He's sticking his head, struggling to get something out of me, and just gets it out in my face. And of course, I'm like, oh shit.